Well, I tell you, it sure does feel good to play at home and open the season with a win the way we did. Our players and our staff just putting together a plan and getting our guys ready to play. You just have to take your hat off to our players for the effort that they gave and just having an attitude of, you know, we refuse to not win this game and just fighting, even with 20 seconds left to put together a drive like we did and Blair coming up with that 55-yard field goal, just very, very impressive, by our team, just finding a way at home and feeding off the energy of our fans and coming away with a win. It's just, that's the way you want to start the season without question. So very, very proud of our guys.
Close games last year. When they score that touchdown against Cook, are you thinking mentally like, I can't believe this is happening again?
You know, as you know, Tom, we went through a lot of that a season ago, and I said, man, this shouldn't be happening. It just should not happen. And for our guys to find a way to fight, it just says so much about them. And you're right. We have talked about finishing all throughout the spring, and we talked about it last night and even today in this ball game, because we felt like, and we know that in the National Football League, there are no layups. So you got to find a way in the fourth quarter to win games, and our guys did.
Dustin, how did you determine that you were going to start Adrian Peterson, and how did that discussion go, and you know the end result?
You know, he and I talked back in the preseason that if we thought that he would be ready that game week, he wouldn't come off the bench. But at the time, I didn't know where he'd be once we got to the regular season. And so yesterday, Saturday, I had him in my office along with Bill Musgrave and James Saxon, and we talked to him about our plan and what we wanted to do. And he was a little anxious because he came up to me before I met with him, and he said, Coach, are we going to talk about my play time? And I said, we are. And we went through, you know, what our schedule was and what we wanted to do, and he was gung-ho about it. But we always knew that if he was ready, he would start the game. He wouldn't come off the bench.
More work than you were planning on getting him?
Well, we thought, 10 to 15 carries would have been great. He finished with 17, so he was right about where we wanted him to be. But some of those runs, I told him afterwards, I said, I'm not sure you weren't just faking that ACL, man. I mean, he looked pretty good to me. So just extremely proud of Adrian and the effort that he gave us, the boost that he gave us. I mean, our fans' reaction when he was introduced, it was outstanding, and it lifted our players. So, He's special, without question.
Gain some confidence too. The first time, a couple times you saw him make some of those cuts, and start thinking, okay, he can take maybe a little more.
Yeah, as the game went on, you're asking him how he's doing, and he's giving you a response. We talked to him about just being completely honest and not having any pride about if anything was bothering him, just speak up. And if we saw anything, we would pull him. But it did encourage us once we saw how he was handling things, and then you felt like you could do a little bit more as the game went on.
What does it say about Blair Walsh making two huge kicks at the end of the game in the room?
Well, his intestinal fortitude is incredible. And you have to credit, Rick and Mike Prefer, our scouts, for finding him and having confidence that he was the right guy for what we wanted to do going into this season. But Blair, no words need to say it, but that was outstanding to come away and kick the way he did at the end of regulation and then to kick the game-winning field goal in overtime. As a rookie, it doesn't get much more pressure than that. And to come through for us, it really improved the confidence of our players along with his confidence as time goes on.
Leslie, how impressed were you with Christian Ponder's poise those last two drives?
Christian has grown so much, and we thought that was true when we had him in the offseason and watching him in the preseason and some of the things we're doing in practice. But you also, want to see it in game situations. And just thought he did a terrific job throughout managing the game and then making plays for us when we needed some big plays and none any bigger than that last drive with 20 seconds to go. So he's growing up right before our eyes. We really feel like he's a guy who can lead us to big places, and today was a big step to seeing that happen.
The two-minute drive seemed to give a lot of confidence to the offense. Didn't seem like there was any tempo to it until that drive.
Yeah, we put together some good drives in that second half, but we weren't finishing them with touchdowns, and we kicked a couple field goals that you like to get sevens out of, first and goal three, and we end up with a field goal. But so we had some things going, but we weren't finishing some drives, and for our guys to maintain their poise and not count themselves out and come away with that those big plays, it's just a credit to the guys just hanging with it.
Was it a tough call to play Adrian surgery back when I played on my last few years.
No, that part never entered my mind, but just thrilled for Adrian, you know, with what Eric Sugarman and his staff did and the hard work that Adrian put into his rehab. Just so proud of him and so happy for him. I mean, he sacrificed a lot. We talked about a lot of things this offseason that he would have to give up to get to where he wanted to go. And this offseason, as you can imagine, was so unlike any other for him. And he made a lot of sacrifices to get to the point where he would be ready to play on September the 9th. So just tremendous credit to Eric and his staff, along with the hard work, and I would have to say the genetics of Adrian Peterson as well.
What did he sacrifice?
Well, ordinarily, if he's healthy, I mean, he's going to do a lot of traveling. He's going to be doing endorsements. He's going to be all over the place in the offseason. But this year, he put a lot of that on hold for obvious reasons, and it was a big sacrifice. He had to say no to a lot of things that in the past he would have said, okay, I'll do that, and but not this time. And he made the commitment, and he stuck with it, and we saw the results of it today.
You thought he was going to play. Was it at some point this week or even before then?
I think we saw some things in the preseason in practice that gave us an inclination that he might be ready. And that was one of the reasons we changed the mid-course about him playing in the preseason. As we looked at it and saw some of the things that he was doing, we realized it wasn't necessarily necessary to let him go out and do some things in the preseason, because we saw him doing things in practice that told us he was well on his way to being ready for the regular season. So we could see that he was coming at a rate where we didn't have to play him in the preseason. So it was maybe about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we knew he was on his way.
Plus, you can fill in the adjective on a guy like Percy Harvin, but he did ignite your offense with so many different things that he can do. Are many players like him in the league that you see? What his skill set pretty unique?
Yeah, I don't know if there's another guy can line up all the places that he lines up and make the plays that he makes. He puts a lot of pressure on defenses. I've told the story a few times how defensive coordinators were coming up to me at the combine and even at the Senior Bowl just telling me how difficult a matchup he provides for teams. So as I heard that, I made a note to myself, got to find a way to keep him on the field more, you know, and that's what we've been trying to do. He works so hard at times you want to, you know, take him off the field and let him get his breath and play, but we're finding ways to keep him on the field because it changes how defensive coordinators call games when he's on the field.
Plays that he had, or he had positive yards, I think, three straight times, and then Ponder was a little sluggish at that point.
Yeah, I mean, those plays, when you look at them, they weren't always blocked perfectly, and he found a way to find a seam as only he can with his burst that he has, and what should be maybe a 2 or 3 yard gain all of a sudden is a 10 plus yard gain, and that was part of why we put those plays in, just to get the ball in his hands and let him do what he does, because you don't always have to have it blocked perfectly. He'll find a way to get positive yardage, and, you know, credit to his talent.
Did you have any words for the offense before that last drive of regulation?
No, we've gone through that situation in practice. We talked about it. We practiced it, and just for us to execute and get it done, I mean, that makes you feel good about practicing those situations like we did. I mean, we went through so many different situations in training camp, and to see us execute makes you proud of our guys.
Will the Adrian's ready for more playing time next week?
Oh, I don't know about that. You know, we'll sit down and talk about things as we go through this week in practice, but just thrilled at what happened today for him and our team and his family as well.
Is Mistral supposed to be in a deeper zone on the touchdown against Cook, or is he correctly playing the flat?
He's playing where he should be on that coverage. You know, we just got to do a little better job of finding that ball and being able to make that play. But Mistral was where he should have been.
Chris just needs to get his head around, basically.
Yeah, he got to find the ball. Just got to, you know, look at that and figure out a way to find that football.
It seemed as if there might have been a little miscommunication with the defense in the first half. Did they seem a little out of sync coming out of the gates?
No, I don't know if it was miscommunication. I mean, they were doing some things offensively that created a little bit of stress, and we went back and talked about some things at halftime and settled down a little bit and, you know, played a lot better in the second half. You know, so just some things we needed to talk through, and halftime allowed us to do that.
What adjustments did you make at halftime?
Whatever, they were doing some things personnel-wise that created some problems for us early on, and we had to go back and just talk about how we wanted to handle those personnel groupings and some of the things they were doing out of them. And we went through that with our players, and we played much better in the second half.
For that final drive at the end of regulation, about 20 seconds left, where do you think that you needed to get to in order to give Blair the best chance to tie the game?
we had talked about it before the game because we, you know, we always check to see how he's kicking before the game, and we thought that we needed to get to. We said if we got to the 40, we had a good chance of getting it done, and you know, to kick it for 55, I mean, that's pretty impressive. But we said about the 40, 42 at the most, we thought in pregame that that was about his limit.
A few years since you guys opened up with a win. Is it a little better feeling being now rolling into week two, 1-0?
Oh, Tom, come on.
Yes.